Juan.
Tony.
And Gary. All right, then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have a couple additions to the consent agenda under roads. We want to talk about brushing, I believe it's this out here between the building and the corner lot. And under liquor store, the dismissal of Wayne Kyle. So those will be additions to the agenda.
I'll need a motion for that, please.
Oh, I need a motion.
Make a motion.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have an open forum. Anybody care to stand up and talk? All right. We have the consent agenda. I need a motion and a second on that, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Okay, then that gets us down to the public hearing. And ordinance 95-01, amending section 3, subdivision 3, term pro rata fee relating to issuing period of a liquor license within the city of 50 Lakes. The applicant is 50 Lakes.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
You need to actually formally open the public hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We haven't had one in a long time.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, I open a public meeting.
Yep, at 6:02.
At 6:02. Okay, so at that point, is there any discussion? And if not, I need a vote.
I just have a question. We're going to change this to January, which makes total sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So what about the like Golden Eagle, and they've been July to July, so now they're good till next July? Or how does that work?
They will then, yes, they will be, per the state of Minnesota. Not good till next July, they'll be good till the end of the year. And then we'll start the process over probably in October for 2026. So it's a calendar year. Yes.
Okay.
They're paid. No, I think they're only paid till the end of the year.
Okay.
Yep. But we will go through all that. Yes, they're the ones who actually requested it. It's very hard for them to do all the work that's involved with getting the liquor license when they're trying to open.
Just makes sense to me.
It does.
Okay, so I need a motion and a second, please.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance 95-01.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we move on to ordinance 2025-3 to amend the city code to regulate cannabis business within the city of 50 Lakes. The applicant is 50 Lakes.
Thank you, Mayor Staples. On May 13th, the City Council approved the establishment of a cannabis subcommittee to review and recommend an ordinance regarding cannabis regulations. The proposed ordinance aims to provide the framework for responsible oversight, ensuring that any cannabis-related enterprise within city limits adheres to both state law and local priorities. Minnesota's approach to cannabis regulation places significant responsibility on local governments. The City of 50 Lakes will play a role in the state's licensing process by serving as a near-final approval check for cannabis businesses seeking to operate locally. The City's responsibilities are not limited to just a simple verification. Staff must ensure that each business aligns with local zoning ordinances, pays the appropriate fees, and meets any additional conditions outlined by the City. The following in your packet is proposed ordinance to be adopted by the City of 50 Lakes for the regulation of cannabis businesses within the city. It is based upon the model ordinance provided by the Office of Cannabis Management. In your packet, there is a markup copy, there's a clean copy, and a summary for publication for review. Section 1 involves the administration, authority, and jurisdiction of the ordinance. Section 2 outlines the business registration process. Section 3 includes requirements, restrictions, and performance standards for cannabis-related businesses, such as buffers, and requirements to obtain a conditional use permit, and the zoning districts where cannabis businesses are allowed. Section 4 explains the permitting process and the requirements for temporary cannabis events. Section 5 refers to the use of cannabis in public. Do you have any questions before I go through the items specific to the City of 50 Lakes? Okay. So there's a couple of areas I would like to highlight. Section 2.6, it's the limiting of registrations. This applies to retail businesses only.
Page 38.
Thank you. So the City of 50 Lakes shall limit the number of cannabis retail businesses to no fewer than one registration for every 12,500 residents within the City of 50 Lakes. So this is a state requirement. This isn't something that we can change. But if Crow County has one active cannabis retail business registration for every 12,500 residents, the City of 50 Lakes shall not register additional state licensed cannabis retail businesses. And that means that if Crow County reaches its required threshold, that the City of 50 Lakes will not issue any additional ones. So if they haven't reached that, then the city has to issue it. However, as long as they meet all the other requirements and restrictions. But what that basically means, I think Crow Wing County has, 68,000? I think there needs to be 5 retail, something close to that. And if Crow Wing County has 5 retail businesses within Crow Wing County, the city does not need to or won't need to issue a retail registration. That only applies to retail. It does not apply to meso businesses, micro businesses, manufacturing, cultivation, and all of those other things. So I just wanted to point that out. The other area would be section 3.1, which is right after that, and that is the minimum buffer requirements. We did go with the maximum that the state. We can't go any more restrictive, but we can be less restrictive, but we can't be any more restrictive. We went with the most restrictive. So that prohibits the operation of cannabis within 1,000 feet of a school. Now, I know you don't have a school, but maybe someday you will. We want to make sure we have those provisions in there. Also, a cannabis business cannot operate within 500 feet of a daycare, nor 500 feet of a residential treatment facility, nor 500 feet of an attraction or a public park that is regularly used by minors, such as the splash pad. So, then section 3.2, the zoning districts. The subcommittee has determined the following districts for the following uses. So for cultivation, commercial, commercial mixed use, and agriculture. Cannabis manufacturing, that would be commercial, commercial mixed use, and agricultural. Hemp manufacturing, commercial, commercial mixed use, and agricultural. Wholesale, commercial, commercial mixed use, agriculture. Cannabis retail will only be allowed in commercial and commercial mixed zoning districts. Cannabis transportation and cannabis delivery will both be allowed in commercial, commercial mixed use, and agricultural. Hours of operation for businesses would be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. That was what was in the state model ordinance, and that's what the subcommittee went with. Do you have any questions so far? Okay. All right. So I do want to point out that when the subcommittee met, I'm not sure if we were clear on the fact that the restriction of the retail applied only to the retail. I think we had maybe a broader understanding that maybe it applied to everything. I just want to point out that you can still change whatever you may want in this ordinance. It is up to you. The Planning Commission does not need to weigh in, but we would need to take the amendments to the Planning Commission and have them revisit that if you did change anything in the proposed ordinance. I know, Tony, you were part of the subcommittee, and we talked about the fact that, you know, if one cannabis business was issued a registration, then no other ones would be coming into the city. I just want to make sure that we're all understanding that that does not apply to the cultivation. So that means that unlimited, if they meet our zoning and they meet our requirements, you could have a lot of them. I'm not saying you will, but we want to make sure that I make that very clear to everybody.
Would that be something we want to talk about right now, or should we revisit that later? I don't know how the rest of the council feels on that.
What questions do you have?
I guess, you know, it's mainly about the growing of it, that we could potentially end up with a lot of fields.
Yeah, well, and I want to point out also that the cultivation of marijuana would not be open fields of marijuana. It is a very industrial-looking business. It is usually within very closed, large industrial buildings. I'm talking like 160 feet by 40 feet large industrial buildings. And so it's my understanding that those, you're able to mitigate some of the odor that comes with the growing of it. You're able to mitigate, I mean, it's not open fields of weed. So, I mean,
that would definitely be something.
So it's a very industrial looking, you know.
And this is kind of a different question, but that would kind of also be limited by our ordinance on pooled buildings and needing a 10-acre lot if it's...
No, so this
that
would...
Kinda, you know where I'm going there?
Yeah, I do.
Like, you know, I mean, being there's not a residence on that property,
a principal use would need to be
a 10-acre property to be able to put one.
To be able to do that, right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think.
You'd have to establish principal use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, would.
So, I'm just, if you wanted to remove the agricultural, we could, that the state would allow. I think you should keep the commercial for sure. You can't prohibit cannabis businesses in the city. It's much like adult use or alcohol or anything like that, right? We have to allow for it, but you can decide where it goes. So if you are fine with where it is right now, or we can amend it here at the meeting and go ahead and adopt it, I would just need to take it back to the Planning Commission for those land use amendments. We table that next item on the agenda. But if you are fine with it, I know the subcommittee, because I reached out to the subcommittee, I got no feedback from that, so I just want to make sure.
Okay. I was happy with what we
you were happy?
Okay.
Okay.
Every part of it. So.
Yep, we did.
Well, I guess we need a motion then, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll make a motion that we adopt ordinance 2025-03.
Can I second?
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye.
And then I just need you to close the public hearing verbally.
Okay, we're closing the public hearing.
You might want to invite anybody of the public
to speak before
you close the public
hearing.
I haven't
done this for a while.
Would anybody else like to address that? All right, now I'm going to close it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bethany.
Yes,
all right, so that brings us down to new business, and that's the renewal of some CDs here. It's CD 4689, the amount of $33,862.43. CD 4683 in the amount of $16,558.53 and CD 4686 for the amount of $33,592.53. And right there on your agenda, it shows what our offers are there. And I would be of the opinion that I'd like to see all three of them go into option number one, or I guess.
What are they earmarked for? It doesn't say if they're roads or whatever they're...
They are FLIP, FIRE, and General Capital Funds.
Okay, so it's money that they aren't going to be needing anytime soon.
I
I'm surprised they're still offering a 13-month at the 4.06.
Yeah,
we're looking at the other ones, and I'm going, yeah, and I know things are going down. I'll make a motion that we put the three CDs in the Pine River State Bank for 13 months at 4.06%.
I'll second
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that brings us to the budget review.
So with the budget, I didn't change anything. I left it the same as it was last year, where the levy would be $764,975.
And I'm feeling pretty good with that myself, I think. But I'd like to look into it a little bit more also.
So the process is, by the end of September, I have to send our final preliminary budget to the county by the end of September. So with that, once that's adopted, we can't raise it. We can only lower it. But I think kind of what I've been hearing is not raising it, that it has taken a significant jump in the last 3 years.
So I think, you know, I think we've, like this past year, I think we've done well with what we've had. But I guess if anybody can see any where we're going to need more money somewhere, what I recognize is maybe a little bit, well, we've had a lot into the parks, but it's going to depend on the maintenance of the park. I think it's going to take us a little bit more of maintenance money there, to help maintain that park slightly, but
yes,
hopefully we can get it squared away where it's a lot better than it has been.
And what I would recommend, this is what we've typically done in the past, is you have this now, look at it, come in, ask me questions. I still need to sit with Chester and go over things. And then from there, or if you want to decide now, if you would like to hold a special budget meeting just to discuss budget. The only thing I do want to point out is if you were to schedule a special meeting, this just came in last minute. I was looking at numbers and looking at the parking lot and the need for striping. You know, this parking lot could really use a ceiling again and striping, and then the park, the new handicap parking, needs to be striped. Well, the one striper said it's a minimum of $500 to come out, and there's not $500 worth of work over there. So then that just spurred me to look at the budget and see, okay, we do have monies in roads, which technically I don't know if we should use it, but we do have it in the general fund for asphalt, bituminous. If you would be interested, I called three places today to get a quote on sealing the parking lot and striping it and then doing the handicap next door. So I thought if those bids come in and they look okay, if you would like to have a special budget meeting and also to discuss these bids, because the one company that called me today said, ideally you want to get it done by the 1st of September.
Oh, yeah,
we're in the short. Yeah, and if not, it's okay. But I just, in talking with Chester, you know, they crack sealed and did a great job, but the whole parking lot, take a look at it, you know. It's looking kind of wore out. The last time it was done was in 2021, and it was $15,000, of which the bar paid half and the city paid half. So, and if you don't want me to pursue it, I won't.
Is there room for monies yet this year, or are you looking at
there is area? Nope, there
about
is
for 2026.
I didn't change it, so there would be. Okay. So it just depends when you want to do it. Where am I at here? So I don't know. I should have had this together for you, but I just thought of it last minute. I think
well,
the budget.
I guess the budget, and that would be two conversations for a special meeting. And it should be held before the end of the month here, so we can get an answer on the chip ceiling, I guess, if we decide to go to college.
The city has budgeted for buildings and structures capital outlay $32,000, and we've spent $8,500. And I don't know how Chester feels. We talked about it briefly that it could use it.
The information you're getting on as far as what time of the year to do it is accurate.
Okay.
You're quickly running out of days.
Yeah, it seems like, well, maybe we should call a special meeting to look at that, and we could add some budget things into that.
I'd like to sit and go through the budget. I haven't gotten Jesse anything yet, and I know him and Keith typically like to come, and it's just that. That's the only business, and yes, if anything else pops up.
That should probably be...
I won't be here next week, from Tuesday to through Thursday.
I know, right before the month is...
Right in the middle.
I'm staying about 2 weeks, but that puts us right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here next week?
I'm not here Tuesday through Thursday.
Do you work Monday?
I do.
But you'd be done by 6?
I'm done by 6. Or thereabouts.
What about like a Monday, that 25th?
That would be fine too.
That gives everybody a little more time to think about things, or is that...
Do you? I don't know. The one gentleman I spoke to today said, you know, they like to have things wrapped up the 1st of September. So is the 25th?
We could give an answer on the 26th. If we have, I mean...
What about the 18th?
The 18th is fine with me.
We can do the 18th, yeah.
Okay. So I just need a motion to hold a special meeting on August 18th for budget and overlay. Not overlay. What do you call it, Chester?
Resurfacing,
thank you.
Could we do that at all during earlier in the day by chance?
You can do it anytime you want.
Would that work better for anyone? No.
I run the meet map, so I'm there 3:30 to 6.
Well, we can have it any time, though, if you want it at 9 a.m.
If we had it at 9, would be fine. I've got from 11 until 3, I've got other plans.
I don't think it would take very long.
No, a 9 o'clock would work. That gives you an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Let's shoot for 9, and that would have, I think, all four of us here. If we get too late, I think it might get a little more difficult for Vaughn. We'll shoot for 9 a.m. on Monday the 18th.
Okay, I just need a motion for that, please.
I'll make a motion to have a special meeting on Monday the 18th at 9 a.m. about the budget and chip ceiling.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
You'll send out a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that brings us into planning and zoning. And I think I'll refer to that one.
Thank you so much. So we have an ordinance amendment 25-04. On May 13th, the City Council approved the establishment of that cannabis subcommittee to review and recommend an ordinance regarding the cannabis regulations. With that, there are changes that needed to take place within the land use ordinance. So these are the proposed ordinance amendment changes to the City of 50 Lakes land use ordinance regarding the regulation of cannabis business within 50 Lakes. There's a markup, a clean copy, and a summary for publication in your packet. At the June 24th, 2025 regular Planning Commission meeting, the Planning Commission recommended approval to the City Council. I'd be happy to read through any of those items. We We've added them to the land use matrix: cannabis cultivation, cannabis hemp manufacturing, cannabis retail business, cannabis transportation and delivery, and cannabis wholesale. They are allowed uses in those districts that were decided upon earlier, and they all need a conditional use permit. So that means if somebody does want to have a business, they do need to seek that conditional use permit, which gives the Planning Commission the ability to place reasonable conditions on the approval. And then we've also added those terms to the definition section of the ordinance.
Do I have any motions? Anybody here have any motions?
I'll make the motion in the ordinance addendum 2025-04.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much. Can I also get a motion to publish both the summary for the ordinance amendments tonight and the adoption of the cannabis ordinance itself?
I will make that motion to have Bethany.
For the publication of those.
For the public, sorry. Publication.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, staff report, I guess. Pretty much.
Staff report, I believe. Oh, I don't know if I have
that
right in front of me. I think, do you have that on there?
I do.
I think we're up to 38 or 39 permits right now. Thank you so much. Okay, we're up to 37, but I think I issued just a couple more between the printing of this. So I think we're up to 38 or 39. Things seem to be just the same. I'm not seeing a lot of new construction, a lot more just additions and fences and smaller items.
Okay. Thank you. Then it brings us to road construction and maintenance. Mark is not here. I guess I'll take that over. And the first deal is the CDL license update from Rick. And how is that coming? We need to get that in place before October, so we can run that plow truck.
Thank you, Bethany.
So I'm just kind of following up and seeing how that's coming along.
Working on it.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, I'm going to need a motion to approve the maintenance, Chester, to attend the Fall Winter Expo.
I make a motion.
Do you want to go to it, Chester?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion.
Do you want to take any of the part-time people with you?
I don't know. I doubt it, probably not.
Okay, we have a motion and we get a second.
I'll second.
Got a second?
It is a 2-day deal and I'm only interested in 1 day. So it won't be the full amount. How much 1 day is it cheaper than
$45 for 1 day, $60 for the two, but they're not full days either.
They have training courses most days, or training lessons on TV and everything for ice removal and all kinds of different stuff. And that 1 day I'm interested in, not the second day, but
okay. Three. Well, I think I've got a motion of seconds.
Not?
Yeah, you do.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And okay, we go to, let's see, page 78. That's the correspondence from Fulton County about redoing the culvert in the summer of 2028 up on Mitchell Creek Road 136, the bridge that is right there. I think it's just they're telling us that they're going to do that. And the one thing I would like to ask them to do is to make sure it's extra wide for hopefully someday we'll have wider shoulders up there. We get a lot of people walking up there and we just don't have much for shoulders. So I would hope that someday they would do that for us. So I'd say, you know, that the only thing I have to say about that is if we can say to them that if they could have it set up for wider shoulders, that would sure be nice.
That would be really nice. Another thing, too, our residents that are north of the bridge should have plenty of warning about when they're going to be doing it, how long they expect it to be closed, because they're going to have to go all the way around to all the way to come down.
Don't think they have someone who knows. Maybe that'd be worth a question.
Yeah, that might be worth a question.
If we're going to have to route everything around, or if they're going to have a temporary pass through there.
Well, my thought is, with that and then the next item on the agenda, it says in their last paragraph, if you would like a rep to come from Crow Wing County to present this project at a council meeting, they're more than willing to. So
I think that would work out. It would, we could get them sitting here looking at us and hold their feet.
So if you'd like to pick a council meeting, if you want it next month, next year, you know, probably the sooner the better, because they're probably budgeting and shouldering is going to be, you know.
Sure.
I'd be up for next month.
Okay, I will get in touch with them, because then, like I say, the next thing on the agenda, I think, would be a good thing, too.
Right.
To visit with.
Yeah, so the next thing, I guess, we've got is this letter that was sent to us about raising the speed limit here. And you know, we've all had last year we had a gentleman from the county come out and basically just tell us that that's the way it's going to be and that's it. So, I don't know, we could forward this on, we could talk to them at this time. I don't know if the citizens would like to get a petition together, if that would do anything, if there's enough of that interest in that. But I think that this letter, if we had someone here from the county, we could talk to them about this, too.
Do you want to kind of explain the letter a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's
it's
okay.
About when they repaved out here, they raised the speed limit from 45 to 55 going through on one. Now, they also took away one of our approaches into our corner lot. And we have a letter here that a gentleman is concerned about the speed going from 45 to 55 out there, and we all expressed concern about that at the time when we were told that, but the highway department basically told us that's the way it's going to be and that's it. I wish there was something more we could do about it, and with this letter also I wish we could do more about it, but we could maybe when we get the highway guy here, we could talk to him a little bit more about it.
Maybe we can invite Tom and let him know that the highway department.
I don't know if he's here.
Tom, oh, right here.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah. We could let, you know, then he would know.
And I did, they are aware of this, and, you know, as when Tim Bray was here and discussed the plan of raising speed limits here and in Manhattan, he said it's the data. The data shows that people are driving 55. Through here, so then that data they can or they are required, I don't know, to raise it.
And I've had, I shouldn't even get into that, but I've made my opinion. So now when they're going through at 65, are they going to raise it next year to that? I don't.
Right.
But I don't understand why bad behavior, you know, prompts people, you know, stuff like this. It just doesn't seem right, but...
And I don't know if Mr. Wright wants to comment anything to you guys.
Yeah, I understand it's a county issue, but I just was wondering if the city had any thoughts on it, what your concerns are, if it was just me. But I agree, you know, that if it's posted 45, people are going to go 50 or 55. You post it 55, they're going 60, 65. It's a very busy intersection here. And you pull up there and you see this car zipping, half of them don't turn on a turn signal. So, you know, it's just a matter of time before somebody pulls out in front of somebody like they did down at Manhattan there.
And, you know, your concerns are exactly what this council had felt last year when they told us this. And we all, you know, did say that it's not a great idea, but they just seem to be kind of unmoved by it, but I agree with you entirely. I really do.
I've written the county a few letters too.
Okay.
As fire chief, that I don't like it being that quick. And so they're well aware that we don't like being that quick out there.
Right, and that, well, and coming from the safety and fire department end of it, you know, you guys having to pull out onto one, and these guys are clipping along, well, you got not the fastest, you know, fire engine, and it takes a little bit of time to get up to speed, but you got to be out there moving, you know, so. I think we're going to have somebody come and talk to us, and if you'd like to come and visit too, that it wouldn't hurt, maybe.
Spread the word.
Yeah, and any other residents that feel like you, if you know anybody else, and sure, the more the merrier on that subject, and I welcome everybody on that.
Good. I'll see if someone can come, and I'll keep you posted too.
Thank you.
If someone will be here.
One other comment you want here. We had Wolf Track come out and install solar panels at our home a year ago, and we loved them. I see we have it on the agenda, so thumbs up, very professional, good follow-up, good company. So.
All right.
That's good to know.
Thank you very much,
Tom.
And they paid me $300 to say that. And one other thing while I'm here, I should have spoke up during the forum. What's the status of the cell tower on Eagle Road? Is that on hold?
I have no idea.
You have terrible reception up there.
They don't. Yeah. They really don't say anything to us. And we're just as much in the dark as anyone. We have in the past inquired numerous times, and they really don't tell us anything. Chester?
I didn't talk to anybody. We were driving by yesterday. The whole road going up is surveyed and staked out. They got the right of way all marked out. So I'm
for this hour?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm guessing they're getting ready.
Was that done recently, Chester, or has that been done since last spring?
Monday when I drove by.
So it was pretty
then
good.
It's freshly surveyed. And the stakes are.
Your permit is still good, right?
Yep.
I don't know about that, but they're up to something Monday. Just
a regular road long time.
So they get ready to put a road right away in.
Well, I believe their permit runs out at the end of this year.
So. I believe so, but
so
that's a good question.
They have to go through the permit. Hopefully they're ready to go.
And they said once they start, it's up. So hopefully. Keep us posted, Chester. You drive down the road.
All right. Thank you. And now we have the liquor store. Company, I'm gonna turn that over to you.
Okay. July was a really good month. Things are really great. If you have your P&L in front of you, it looks like we're at 11,000 higher than last year for the month of July. The labor expense, the labor cost is at 19,000 some. We are sustaining, and we've got more sales, including like food sales, which in turn lets us do more drink sales. You know, having a cook in the kitchen is showing that it's helping. So that our bartenders are on the floor selling them drinks, and they're pushing the food, you know, so they're not the ones that have to go back and make it. You know, we have someone there, so that's definitely helping with our food sales in there. We're not having, like, not overworking the staff. People are being cut when necessary. Last year, the sales, that top line, and is that sales? 117,000.
For July?
Yes,
yes, that's your total sales.
The total sales, and then last year was at 100,000. So,
do you have a breakdown on the food part of that, or an idea where you sit?
That's a different report. I can email that to you. But yes, what did I say today? Your food sales were up 5,000 from last July to this July. Yeah. And then if you want to know, yeah, the whole year, I can tell you the whole year, the food definitely has increased.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have that information.
Okay.
I'm pretty pleased with the numbers. Just continually making sure that the markup is where it should be and adjusting prices as needed. What we're paying for the product versus what we're selling for it.
Yeah, she dug into, if you don't mind, really dug into the chips and the different things like that. We were not charging what we were even paying for them. Same with the cigarettes, I think she reported before. And then she started tackling the liquor.
Yeah, and, liquor.
Yeah.
Every time I get, you know, like a cake, you know, when I'm going through and doing the invoices, you know, I'm like, okay, what are we paying for this case? Dividing it per bottle, times it by a 33% markup, making sure that we're sitting good on there. There are some that I had to take down because it was too high. It was a comment from one of our guests that kind of triggered that as well. And then actually just today, Dale was selling a pitcher of beer and I'm pouring it for him, and I looked over and I said, how much is that ringing up as? And he said, $13. I was like, hold on, don't do anything. Go ahead and pour this pitcher of beer, don't ring it up, I'll take care of it. It turns out all my pitchers of beer were $3 on happy hour, and I had no clue. You know, the prices were, you know, so I went through and it took me 5 minutes, and I went through all of them, put them, you know, they're not on happy hour, so, you know, just making sure, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I've been catching a lot of this, and I'm pleased with the amount of money and the sales that have improved, and I'm looking forward to making that even higher with just more of the work and doing the breakdowns of things and making sure that we're charging what we should be in order to be profiting and being successful. The P&L, we just have a little bit of a handout. You know, Jessica and I are very diligent, and we, the majority of the time, we have answers for everything. It just kind of, she helped me break down the discrepancy explanation. As you can see, I don't know if everyone has this piece of paper right here. So the cooler reset, you know, there was existing products with multiple entries, that's just so the cooler reset, and there was existing products with multiple entries. For instance, the chiladas and the ginger beers, you know, when I'm doing invoices and I'm putting, you know, they're the same thing, but they're worded differently. So it's like two different Goslings ginger beer six packs, you know, they're just worded a little bit differently, and you can press delete one time and erase one letter on that, and you won't see like the proper one. It's kind of hard to explain. Like if I'm looking for a Grainvelt premium light bottles 24 pack, okay, I can't put in Grainvelt. It's not separate, it's one word. So that's kind of just showing how it's differently put in the system. And then just also, you know, for example, there was issues with surf sites. When I first started with the surf sites after the cooler reset, there were some that were only going to be meant to serve behind the bar. And then July, I decided to make it, you know, my beer of the month. So I got a larger shipment in, and that was kind of just with me still learning too. And like, oh, you know, I do it. I have to put all this in inventory. And then making sure that staff know, you know, do transferring when it goes behind the bar, just little things like that. Making sure that I'm, you know, just discussing with my reps that, you know, when their delivery guys come in, they need to communicate that with them. And like if the guys pick up old beer, you know, it will say just old beer and it won't tell me what it is. So I have to kind of then go back and be digging, okay, what was actually picked up? so that it's properly credited, and that's kind of a mess too. I know with our current POS system, it just makes it really messy and difficult. And then just some examples of there are products that weren't linked, and then there's the explanation of what not linked means.
I'm going to just kind of skip ahead just a little bit here. That, you know, we're the next item is POS quotes.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I'm guessing that this system would help the problems that you just had.
Tremendously. I mean, just going through the demo, and I personally have worked with Toast as a manager and a server. You just, hands down, I've called around and talked to everybody that currently uses the system. You know, they love it. So one of the demos that she was showing me was when I get a shipment in, all I have to do is take a picture of the invoice. And that's going to go directly in the back office. That is completely minimizing any human error, any, you know, delivery discrepancies. You know, it's going to do all the work for you. It can show me trends of what I'm selling most popular and what's not selling. I mean, there's just like a tremendous amount of benefits. You know, we talked about even just behind the bar, you know, not even to go into all that, the inventory and invoices and how much more of a clearer picture we can have with that and tracking. But also in the bar, you know, there are drinks that aren't accounted for, such as the bay players, you know, the pool players, birthday drinks. You know, I've tried to kind of make, like, here, you know, the drink chips, but it's just not accounted for. So in reality, if we were to go in and take our inventory and look at all our in-house transfers and go behind the bar. And what I've done in a past manager role was you take a look at a bottle and you're like, okay, well, there's 3/4 of a bottle here and kind of compare it. But we really have no way to track if we're we should, you know, technically still have, you know, like this certain amount available, and then we don't, because like once it goes in the bar, it gets lost. I feel like I think this POS system will just help with that comping, you know, birthday drinks, when we're doing pool leagues and bay leagues, if we do continue doing that, waste, if there was a drink made that was on, you know, by accident, well, staff is just dumping it out and there it is. We don't know if it was given away, it was made on accident, or, you know, we just, so I think more of like, than just easier, more clear way of tracking and sales. It can help with just, you know, like my food sales, what's selling, what's not. I mean, I really could go on and on.
I believe you're mainly talking about this Toast system.
Yes, yes. I'm ready for Toast. I've done research on this Touch Bistro and the Skycab, and if you see in the kind of top of my memo, Patrick Cedar Chest has Skycab right now. He said he didn't like it at all. He was switching to Toast. I called down to JJ's Bird Nest in Garrison, and they currently use Touch Bistro, which was great that I was able to contact other places that other POS systems I've researched.
Is that going to go just in the bar, or is it going in the bar and the off-sale?
We would like for it to go in the bar and the off-sale so that we can have a cohesive unit, that we can have a clear picture
where our sales are, and where's our money going, what inventory we're sitting on, what we're moving through. I think it would really be a game changer. I'm also just with speaking with Dylan this morning from tomorrow, we have servers all over this place and cords and all this type of stuff that would minimize that as well. And then, you know, also him constantly coming here for all that server stuff, but.
We've always had a problem over there, even when I was here and even after I left, with everyone we've had so far today. We get a hospitality, because this is a hospitality for the bar, it's for the bar restaurant, that's, and then we try to vamp it over to be a retail system. Are we gonna have the same problems?
You know, we met with the actual retail guru as well.
Yeah.
And no, she went through it and it did look very user friendly.
Okay.
Because I was a little apprehensive too, just to maybe keep digital dining, but then after having that and her doing a demo, I was sold on it. And the biggest thing is, you know, they said it, but Dylan really has been pounding this in my head for a while now, is what we have is server-based. So we've got a machine in the office that's running all these things, okay? That's why we have so many problems, because it's trying to run all these things, and it's dated. It's 6 years old, where this system is cloud-based. So they said that the likelihood of it going down is very slim. The capabilities of it, like with the equipment she's going to get, they'll be able to go to the table and take your full order and click on the table, even the chair, put in your name, and then start your tab.
So,
and just, anybody can go to a screen anywhere and keep going.
So we had a lengthy conversation through Zoom with Megan and Kristen. And, you know, one of the things was brought up that, yes, they're a hospitality business, and they have, but they do have retail that actually is starting to use Toast. We went through and we made sure that these ladies were very clear on what we need it for and what we're using it in the off-sale for. What would we like it for? And they did, you know, showed us some demos, and that's when I spoke about, you know, I can go in and snap a picture of the invoice and then see what's trending. And I mean, there is gods of good things that would be so much helpful rather than what we are doing right now. And yes, the handhelds, we do have a problem with internet around here. I've used the handhelds as a server at Deerhaven, and when I went out on the porch to take any orders, it was in offline mode. As soon as I stepped inside the door, everything went through. I could be out there for hours taking credit cards, orders, and as soon as, and I know that, like, the orders did pop through in offline mode, like a food order. But then, like, once you came back in the building, anything that was still in this offline mode that's kind of in the cloud is going to go through.
And they do have routers if they feel it's going to work. But they do have routers that we could put outside, correct?
Yeah, and these handhelds, you could put them in here. I always put them in my back pocket. They were very durable. You go to a table, you put their credit card in, you could swipe it. The only thing you couldn't do is print from that thing. But it was just, I mean, if you didn't need print.
Yeah, how about with the clothing?
Yeah, I mean, it was really, it's just like set up in the menu. Just kind of like what we have now with the clothing. Also, what you could do is you could put a track number. So let's say I have 40 of the adult long sleeves Nantucket hoodies. Every time someone sells one, that count's going to go down. So, I mean, right now we have people like, well, I want one of these in a size, you know, whatever. And you're like looking through every single one of them. You know, and you're busy or whatever, you could look on your right on your handheld or the POS and say, oh, I've got 10 of them left. Let's, you know, we know we have them. Let's go get it. So,
One feature too I thought was nice is she can load this onto her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she can go in and take a picture of an invoice just from her cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't remember what else you could do, but it was quite impressive.
No, also, if I'm just trying to remember, I was talking, you know, Dylan said earlier today, he said that that'll even help, like, Chester's computer and stuff, too, correct?
Well, right now, there is so many, it's got a server, and it's, everything's, it's picking up so many things. Like, the other day, apparently, stuff was printing to Chester's computer.
Something that
it should not be finding so that.
As I was explained by Dylan, that will even kind of help
yes.
the whole situation.
And there's times she can't even print to her own printer or our printer, and we're that not being server based but being cloud based. I don't know how to explain all that.
There was a couple good questions that you had today. One of them was mm-hmm. when Toast came about. So Toast came about in 2012. And they went public in 2021, so that definitely, that must have been brand new when I started at Be Merry and I told you about.
Yep.
The other one was tracking payroll and...
Time and attendance,
yes.
Contract increase.
And then the contract increase, she did say due to inflation after contract, there was a 3% increase.
There could be. Yep.
That's after the first 2 years?
I don't know how long the that was the contract.
Yeah. I think the contract I heard was 2 years.
That's what I heard.
And then the question I had asked, they're not going to double it at the end of that.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's what she had stated in her email, that it was 3% due to increase of the inflation.
At the end of the contract. So that's quite reasonable.
Right, and I think that this POS system is actually going to make us more money, you know, just be more efficient.
Well, it helps track this sort of stuff, so you're not
Absolutely.
Second guessing and finding it later, and it's taking things out of inventory automatically, where this seemed to have not
right.
done that, and that's what's kind of moving me up there a little bit.
Yeah. It minimizes that. If you take a picture of that invoice, you're definitely zeroing that human error, you know.
Well, and having, they are our credit card processor too. That's going to be a game changer because we're always dealing. Yes.
The 24/7 support is phenomenal. I can't tell you how many times I've had called digital dining and I didn't hear back from them until the next day. You know, when I have an issue like the system crashing or the credit card's not working. Like, I'm calling and it's still mid-afternoon during a weekday and no one answers or gets back to me. That's so frustrating. It's just the support alone.
Well, with this, of course, we've got numerous options on what she's given us. The main one we've talked about, of course, is the top one. And in my view, that seems to probably be the best. It's the most expensive, I believe, but I mean, you get what you pay for. So, my opinion of what we've had all these years is I don't have a very high opinion of it. It seems like you've been fighting constantly.
I think running a liquor store, a bar, and the kitchen, you really want something that's very accurate.
Easy to use by staff also.
Yes, that too. It is so easy to use. You could use it.
you could come in and order
I'm
yourself.
Not sure about
I guarantee
that.
You.
Asking a lot of the machine.
But I don't know, do we want to do something about that? Do we want to table it and have more discussion? What do we want to do here?
I've said for a long time that they need something different over there, something better. It takes so long for them, when you get a drink and give them your card and stand there, and, you know, because they're... And then,
well, they have to push how many buttons just to check you out for a beer.
I bet we could double our sales. I mean, especially during the summer month, if not triple them. We could be so speedy, especially having those handhelds and being able to pay. It does take so long. It is such a process right now, but being able to do more turnover, especially when you've got a line at the bar, I mean, it'd be quick.
Does anybody want to act on this tonight?
And thank you for that comment.
I'll make the motion to go ahead with Toast equipment for POS.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I know POS is for point of sale, but I have my own piece of...
When you're talking about people, I...
You're right.
I appreciate it.
I still think you need that monitor in the kitchen, too.
And that's really something, with our food sales, you know what I mean, like increasing, it could definitely be something we could take a look at adding on, absolutely.
Let's see how this goes first.
Does anybody have any questions for me? I'll close that. Michelle, she is a past employee. We're just looking at, we're losing Amy W., probably, most likely, indefinitely. She's going to France.
Oh, geez, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in September. And so when I was like, should we just have her help out for a couple days? And then you said, let's rehire her. I think that would be a good deal. I did put a post out on Facebook regarding looking for a part-time bartender moving into the fall. Also, I'm not quite sure about one other bartender that's on vacation. We're kind of not sure about the return. And then Michelle knows what she's doing, so if she wants to work here, I'd be okay with that.
I'll make a motion that we hire Michelle Volke part-time at $12.50 an hour.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we had a 6-month review with Emily, and I think she's due for a little bump in pay here. Anybody have any suggestions or comments?
Well, it was part of the understanding that hiring Emily was we do a 6-month review at the end of that period and make the decision on the payments, so that I think we're at that point right here.
Any numbers?
What is she making right now?
$22.53.
But I also would like to say, too, that I'd like to circle back with Emily in about 3 months and take a look at this process again. We'll be looking for some more improvement, and I think at that time I would be willing to give another raise at that time. So I think this one right now would just kind of be pretty good, and like I say, I'd like to circle back in 2 to 3 months on that and give another review.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm very confident about being very helpful with this system too, this POS system. So, I feel very confident on that. So.
And that's why I'm asking to circle back around as quick as
Absolutely.
In 2 to 3 months. I want to, we'll look at you again on that.
So do you, okay.
Okay, and you're doing good in a lot of departments, but I would like to see a little more support for the staff. I'd like to see you more visible when on busy times and be there for them. I'd like to see you be more of a leader, show them by example, and demonstrate how you want things done.
I've been doing that tremendously. It's unfortunate that, you guys don't see that. And that's also something I've been working on. So even though I was on vacation and family reunion this weekend, I was still touching base with everybody. I took care of business. I am working events. I'm working when need. I'm training and being very supportive.
I agree with what Tony says, and I agree with what you say, and that's why I want to circle back around sooner than later,
Yeah.
So, Randy suggests $1.25, $1.50. Anybody have any opinions? buck and a half.
Randy? Juan?
Oh, it's up to me.
No, he's trying to initiate discussion here.
Like I said, I'd be willing to go to $1.25 or $1.50. So I'll make that motion.
Which one?
At $1.50.
Okay, we have a motion on $1.50. A second.
I'd say, man.
We've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate the support and the feedback. I'm really excited for this POS system. And
when you get the gold,
oh, yeah,
the go button to start taking this on, what do you see time-wise with the POS?
A few days. I mean, I think they'll come in and install everything. I know that there'll be some like training. That's what she had said. It was just, yeah, like a few days, swapping everything. Like I said, I'm familiar with it already, so getting that going, it's not going to be foreign to me. So
the biggest part is going to be entering all the stuff, but I would guess you can do that ahead of time before going live.
Yeah.
Is that everything will be loaded and ready, and then
start the trainings.
I'd say wait till after Labor Day myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Are we going to have to close?
I don't think so, to be honest.
I mean, I envision, since I'm already familiar with it, I just envision the just one-on-one, everybody that comes in, we do some tutorials and just kind of work with them. It's going to be very easy. They know how to navigate digital dining. It's going to be a piece of cake for them to navigate Toast. So it's going to be very quick, easy learning. I'm hoping, I mean, people that work here know what they're doing. So I can get some more information about onboarding for you.
Yeah, they sound very efficient.
Well, hopefully there's some like operation folders that we can pass out to our staff so they can
good point
on that. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any like pre-online training?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
And there was the one other thing that's not on the agenda that before we determine when
caught. Oh, I forgot to bring that up. Yeah, we need to vote on the termination of dismissal of Wayne Kyle. Need a motion and a second?
I make a motion.
Motion. All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to parks. Tony.
Kyle Project. Okay, so I missed the meeting, but they're discussing where to place the tiles and how to place the tiles. And
mm-hmm. The first order's here. They look great. Now we just got to get them on a wall.
Well, I think we need to. I think we need to. The park people at least need to figure out the design of the tiles. I've been in a few conversations here. The tiles that we buy, there are other colors and sizes. Do we want a picture frame each wall with a different color, like a base? Do we want to do a wainscot so it's up a little bit? You know, so the printed tiles I am down on the floor. So these are some things that we need to think about, is the design and the layout of those tiles. And again, I be happy to let the park committee do that.
Yeah, so, and they'll come back with a recommendation of what.
Right, colors, sizes, you know, so.
And,
go ahead.
Anything else on tiles?
That's all I have.
So we've been looking at staining the splash pad cement. It's already stained, but we're going to try and even it up.
Color.
We've been looking at some colors. Yeah, there's some Anne's got it up there. Some, I think it'll help it blend. It's going to stain no matter what, but if we can help it blend.
Laura? I would say the stain that is there right now is really cool in pictures.
Is such a good way to look at it. See, yes. I cringe when I see it.
Oh my God, I know, but then you take, like, we took a ton of pictures with where we get all our grandkids up there on Sunday. And you take these pictures, and it's bright, and it just looks fun.
Kind of looks like that.
No, that looks brown. This is more
red, orange, red. I can pull one up and show you guys. It's so cool. And it actually kind of ties in with the color of the building.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Andy did recommend that I look at a product called, I lost it.
White Ox.
So Chester and I sat down yesterday and went over it. It's to remove iron. And so we ordered a case. And it's a liquid.
Work on the toys or work on the features?
The cement too. We'd like to even try to dull it down.
Isn't that so cool?
Really cool.
It's like we planned it.
I know, and it matches the building.
Oh.
I know. I could show you so many pictures.
Oh. Huh. I know. It's really pretty. Can we tell everybody to look at it that way?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really like it. Yeah, that is kind of a different way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. Kind of open the eyes there.
Yeah.
Well, this is an English red. I ordered 1 gallon, so first we want to try to get rid of some of the...
Yes, very great.
And hopefully, yes, get the features all cleaned up, before we close, and then test this in an area, because it's an English red, and see.
Do we have a date for closing the water park?
No, the park committee, I asked them, and they said, could we just gauge it, because they said... Labor Day, they feel, is too early because that's September 1st this year. What if we have two nice weeks after? So I said, okay.
Nice one.
Well, yeah. One thing I want to say about that kind of leads to the next thing that we're going to talk about is this filtration system. If we decide to go ahead with that, it might be nice to have it a little longer into the fall so we can make sure that system's running. I'm not sure how quick we can get it. I think fairly quickly.
Gary, what was the price of that filter?
I believe it was on filters.
Yeah. Well, on the system.
On the system was $4,200, I believe.
Page 85.
Oh, $4,229.99.
He was saying it's probably going to be $5,000 with shipping.
He didn't give us a real good price on shipping.
I was expecting to see $800,000 in freight.
And how many bags do you think you'd go through? You don't know.
You know, and I'd like to kind of address that a little bit. Those bags, the filters, are of various sizes we can buy. So our main problem with the water, the splash pad right now is the sand coming through the features, plugging up valves and stuff like that. So at this point, I feel my concern is getting rid of that sand. These filters will probably not filter out any iron or manganese. But boy, those pictures that Lori just showed us, maybe we don't want to.
I think we need the filtration system for the aggregate part of it.
Absolutely, but I was going to add to that we can get finer filters, and if we want to experiment with it to see if we can get any of the iron or anything out. But there again, if we go with finer filters, it may mean changing them a lot more often. I think we could, get. What was suggested, I believe, to us was a 50 micron size.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could start with that. I think that would get rid of the sand. And then if we wanted to, we could get some smaller ones to see how the system would operate, later down the road. But I think the main thing is to get rid of the sand in there.
Does it double filter? That's why there's two?
There are two, and... that way you can shut one side off, and then I think it was 100 gallons a minute, was it?
100 gallons a minute.
So with the two of them, it'll run at 200 gallons a minute.
Oh, that's way over.
We wanted something that will do 100 plus, and then is when he recommended this, because he said one will do 100, and now he tied the two together, and they both got pressure gauges on them. You can see them up there. And if one or the other starts plugging up, the gauge will let you know real quick. And you start losing pressure, it's time to change that one out. And the first one might plug up before the second one, the closest one to the
Now we, Chester could change it out without having to shut it down entirely.
Yeah. So this will stand by the wall?
Yes.
And then would we maybe build a protective cover or just leave it?
It will be inside for the winter. You know, pull it and bring it inside.
Okay.
Bring it and everything just like the, everything else. That
okay, so it's portable. You just...
Right, it's on, okay. On a 4x4 pad there. But we were talking about that today, putting something like a wall like we've got around the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know...
Something that would be nice.
You just don't want kids around
those
it.
Electrical no. Features, those electrical boxes and stuff, I think those would be, should be...
That'd be nice.
Shielded and along with that, you know, just to kind of make it look better. So that'd be something we could do later down the line. So,
do we need a motion to order the filtration system?
I think so.
I'll make that motion that we order the filtration system.
In favor.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Aye.
And then you were going to check on whether or not this would be lumped into our grant money?
Yes, I will try to get it lumped in there. I haven't received a bill yet on the well, so I don't know what's going on.
Very disappointed with those guys.
Yeah, so I think when I do get the bill, then we'll maybe should I'll bring it to council for discussion and approval and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Randy.
I'll defer to the fire department's report, Jesse.
Keep passing. I don't have too much new there. I forget what the calls were actually. 5 medicals and 1 fire last month. We're working with the county with the sirens. We did a test last week. And then I got them talking with Bob Stanzer too, trying to
figure
it out.
Are there some bugs in the system?
They got the county is like super frustrated with it's a computer system or something.
Ours or their the whole?
I think it's the whole thing. We did a whole countywide test on Wednesday, and there was someone stationed at every single siren, and they tested their primary button they push and their secondary button, and then everybody reported back to the county. And this one looked good, and the 2 new ones didn't go off. And so they're figuring out.
You know, I had noticed earlier this year we had the sirens go off for a storm. Mm-hmm. I could hear this one, and it was quite a while later that that one finally came on.
Yeah, that's
probably at least a minute to 2 minutes later, I heard this one, and then that one finally fired up. That was in one of our earlier storms this summer, you know. I had noted that.
But then it could pass that along to them, though, too, that it did fire up this spring.
I heard it, yeah.
Unless someone reports it working or not working, they don't have like a button that they push at the county, and then it says, yes, this one ought to be went off. They just push the button and they think it goes. So unless someone reports back and says, hey, this one didn't go off, when the other ones were, they don't really know that. So now they're starting to find out that some of these other ones aren't, so now they're getting the bugs out of it. They're trying to. So we did that test on Wednesday. And the only comment I had from one of the guys up on the one on Keagle Lake Road, is he said the brushes are getting really big around it. And he didn't know if that should be a city to brush it or if it's the county. Which leads me to another, we talked about maintenance on the sirens a while ago, and the county is starting to get like a subcontractor to come in and do all. There's 53 sirens in the county, and so they're looking into having someone come maintain all of them.
And that maintenance has to be done every 2 years or every year?
From what I got from Bob, it sounds like it's every year. There's a couple Zerks way up there that need to be checked. All depends on the usage of them. And then every couple of years, you gotta pull the brushes out. So it's just really small maintenance stuff, but if it goes unnoticed for, you know, 5-10 years, it could have issues.
How long do the batteries last? five, six, seven years, and somebody has to test them and replace them?
Yeah, they say 3 to 4 years on the batteries are there, and the company that made the sirens, they recommend a certain brand battery, and they said that those will be good for 5 years. I got that in an email too, but.
Well, you kind of talked about the county's looking to hire somebody that would do all of them, and would the batteries and stuff then be that part of their maintenance? If, I'm guessing we'd have to sign on with them or something, or?
I would think so too. You know, we have 3 sirens. I think Brainerd has like 13, Cross Lake has 11, Pequot has 9. So I'm sure there's going to be a scale there, you know.
To the best of your knowledge, if this old siren ever been serviced?
I'm not sure what happened to it when we moved it from the top of the building to the pole, if it just got unbolted and bolted back on, but.
To the best of your knowledge, nobody's been up there greasing anything?
No.
Should've got old stuff.
That old stuff doesn't grease, it works good.
Right. Back in the day when
I went off on it, Jennifer, you know.
When I first started and we were in the old building, the first Wednesday of every month, I had to go in and physically turn it on to test.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how they used to fire up someone, come down and hit the dial and go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why for the siren there. We're going to be down here on Thursday with a couple trucks with the muni, so we can have some interaction with the people there, leave donations. Working with Emily on that.
She forgot to mention, I don't know if she told you, meet Raphael? Yeah, she took the boot and then some things where you, if you make a donation, your name gets wrote down and it put on a wall. Oh. She took it around to all the customers and said, would you like to donate for wildland gear? I think, is that what you're, yep. And she raised almost $100.
Really?
Yes. So,
awesome.
I think she's going to do that, of course, more for the month. But then nice. Your presence here, I said Thursday, we really should push the PR on that too.
Okay.
You know, so I want to, with her, just briefly mention it to her tomorrow to get it on Facebook more and say, please come support our fire department this Thursday and help us fill the boot.
Awesome.
I know.
That's awesome. Hopefully the weather holds up. They're talking a little bit of rain Thursday, but hopefully.
Well, you know how that is. We'll get 4 drops. And
yeah.
Somebody else got it.
Yeah. The only other thing I have is the agreement, the community range agreement. This is the first time I've, you know, been through this cycle. I don't know if this is what it typically looks like.
I don't recall it coming to me.
I've signed it before, but.
How many other mutual aid departments are you in with? I'm guessing only Cross there.
This is the Cayuga Range mutual aid agreement, so it's all of them in the Cayuga Range here. So
oh,
the
it's like with Garrison, Crosby.
Crosby, all of them.
Oh, all right.
Everyone in Crow Wing County has this agreement that they signed. I think he's looking for 6 more to sign it and everything. And I don't know if this is a new thing or if it's something you haven't seen it before, right?
I haven't seen it before.
I don't know.
Not saying that we haven't done it. My only question is on page 5 of the agreement. Charges to the requesting party. Do you know much about it? It says if assistance provided under this agreement continues for more than 8 hours, the responding party will submit to the requesting party an itemized bill. Is that typical?
I think so. I was kind of reading through it too. And I think that'd be a very rare occurrence.
That's what I wanted.
For you to have someone come in for more than 8 hours.
Yeah.
Typically, you have the party come in or another department come in, even on a big fire, they're maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And then you got things under control. But I think this was more or less for, you know, if you had a big brush fire or a large, where you're taking an apartment away from their town for, you know, a quarter of the day, half a day. I mean, there's got to be some compensation for that, I feel like. But I don't think in my 21 years that you ever had 2 departments with more than 8 hours on call.
Okay.
I think this is more for like a large scale.
Sure.
And as far as the scale there, I think we have the DNR agreement. That's how many roads kind of basing their time stuff on.
Yeah.
Everything seems really fair there too. So if you need some numbers reference per rig and everything else, everyone has their own set scale per rig per hour.
So you feel, Jesse, that this is a pretty good agreement?
I think so. The only thing I didn't know is the liability. Is this something, that's something that we always carry all the time?
Yeah.
I just didn't know. Never came across the numbers. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I thought it was fair that if I'm asking for help for more than 8 hours, you can bill us.
Well, and that goes the other way too.
Yeah.
If you're over there for more than 8, then
yeah,
comes to use.
I think that probably got more to do with factories and remember that building, that factory north of Pine River, that RV place, makes them little campers?
Oh yes,
they had 7 fire departments from Walker to, well, I think Breeder was even there, and that burned like 12 hours before they finally, you know, but around here we wouldn't have anything big enough to to last that long.
They had a lot of good fuel up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, I'd like a motion on that to approve the Cayuna Range Fire Mutual Aid Agreement.
Everybody make a motion?
Yes, sir.
First.
Second.
Okay.
Huh? So, okay.
Oh, Randy
said. I didn't hear Randy. I'm sorry. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 I gotta turn my hearing aid up. Okay, that brings it back to me about the feasibility, fire hall, I guess, is what we're kind of. Well, the future of the fire department and the maintenance and community center. We've been having a lot of meetings, and we had talked about scheduling an open house to invite the public over there. We had talked about that, just to kind of show what we've got there and maybe, you know, kind of let the public see that we're, you know, kind of lacking in a lot of things in that building, and hopefully to get a little interest in possibly a new fire hall or maintenance building. I think we are kind of looking more towards a fire hall at this time. But this open house, we were going to try to get it in this year yet, but I just don't think we've got enough time. We'd be pushing too hard. And we don't have the information, I think, that I'd like to give to the public when they do come to something like that. I'd like to get our committee a little closer to which way we're going on that. So we really thought about putting it together this year, but I think we should just hold off till next year, till spring. Early summer. Then we can have everything in line a little better. Any questions? Thank you. Okay, then comes down to purchasing and personnel and approval for Jessica to attend the Sourcewell Clerks Conference.
I'll make a motion that for Jessica to attend the Sourcewell Clerks Conference.
Second.
Yeah, first and second, and all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, then we come to the letter of agreement to purchase the Meehy property.
I'm just looking for approval then to move forward and maybe in a motion to work with the attorney and a survey company to start the process to get a survey. And then purchase agreement, and then we do have two approaches that we're financially responsible for, which would be, the one would be in the 5-acre survey, and I don't know, the county has weighed in, they want that approach to be at the furthest, the south end of the 5 acres.
Way from the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'd like to have a Motion on that, if I may.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So the city officer closed Monday, September 1st for Labor Day. Unfinished business, splash pad pickleball grand opening. And I...
Yeah, the committee has decided to wait till spring.
Wait till spring. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, then it brings us to the solar agreement. The approval of a contract with Wolf Track for solar installation. Any discussion on that? I think we've already kind of talked an awful lot about it over the last bit here.
Just a quick update. So Laurel, right now, we were awarded $49,000 MPCA grant. That was quite a while ago. Now she's working on another $49,000 grant with the state. It's a solar funding grant. And then we'll have a 30% IRS rebate on the project. So the balance out of the $130,000 project would be about $1,200 for us.
All right, so I'd like a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Wolf Track for solar installation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I love that, Laura.
I told her that in an email. I said, the stuff that we've been doing since you came along is amazing. Wouldn't be there if it wasn't for
you. We have open forum. Anybody have anything to say? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.